didn't lose. I want to win.
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. I got money on my mind. I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Call us with your winner, 866-405-1717.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. It is Saturday. It is 11 o'clock Eastern, and that means it is time to hear from the public. We're coming to you live from the WatchEveryGame.com studios. It's a perfect time of year for the WatchEveryGame.com box. NCAA hoops, NHL, NBA. And as Vicky reminds us, all the Oscar-nominated movies, too. We're going to be covering some of those today. So go to WatchEveryGame.com. I am second half Chaz, along with Steve on the board. And this week in house, we got Johnny D.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Just want to warn you, I'm a little jumpy today. I had a rough night. I saw The Revenant last night, Leo DiCaprio's movie.
There you go.
So, March Madness is coming up. We've got teams on the bubble, conference championships, some big games today. I'm ready, baby.
Yeah, and over the next 60 minutes, we're going to cover as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour will handle. We want to know what the public is thinking, so give us a call, 866-405-1717. As always, callers wanted, winners preferred. Let's go out to Hector. Hector, morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I was going to talk a little NBA. But Johnny D, I'm with you, man. I just saw The Revenant last week, and I still can't get all those scenes out of my head, especially the one where he's fighting in the last fight scene, and they cut themselves to pieces. Dude, that was brutal, man.
Yeah, how about that scene at the end where, oh, no, I'm not going to give away the movie, but maybe we could talk about planning a hiking trip to Yosemite sometime. Sports Betting Weekly junket.
Yeah,
maybe not. Never so much.
Never make a bear angry when they got cubs around them. But pretty much, I was going to talk NBA today about the Golden State Warriors. I think they're going to get back on track today, guys, against OKC. They lost to Portland. They almost lost to Miami, and they almost lost to the Clippers. And they had a couple of close games since they got blown out by Portland, but I think that game was a wake-up call to them for the rest of the season, that they're so close to breaking the record. I think Steve Kerr's going to have them focused the rest of the season. They might lose one or two games, but I'm taking them minus 3.5 against OKC. What do you guys think?
Yeah, you know what? That's going to be a shootout. There's no doubt, Johnny.
Hey, yeah, I've got a take on this game, too. I've got Golden State at 3.5-point favorites. Games at 5:30 Pacific time. The Thunder have lost 3 out of the last 4. Golden State's closing out a 7-game road trip. I'm sure they can't wait to get back home. I personally like the plus 3.5 on my ticket in this one, Hector.
Okay, yeah, because OKC, I mean, I guess they have a difficult time against physical teams, especially if they're from the Eastern Conference. And I think Golden State's kind of, you know, they're playing kind of tough now. They're playing more physical. They're playing more inside ball game and, you know, rebounding and stuff. So, yeah, it'll be a close game either way, but I'm liking Golden State.
Well, you know what I like with these big teams playing? If you don't have a solid take, don't hesitate hanging around till halftime. Because what happens is a lot of times they'll put these over-unders out really, really high in this game. Do you know what it is?
I'm not sure. Do you guys have a
Johnny D? I
think it's high.
230.
Somebody will have
maybe
it. You know who'll have it. Wes might have it. Marvin from Las Vegas will have it. They're supposed to call.
It's 233.
Yeah, here's what happens is they put it out real high, and then the first half they kind of feel each other out, and you can hop on the second half and get an over and win it like early in the fourth quarter. I've had that happen a couple times for me. As you know, occasionally I will bet the second half, Hector.
All right, I'm ready to go to that camping trip. We'll bring some rifles, too, just in case.
Yeah, before I let you go, we got the update on the Oscars for Best Picture, and The Revenant is minus 350. Now, there is a long shot on here. It is 125-1. It's Brooklyn.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that one. I saw The Danish Girl. That was pretty good, too. That may be an outside, you know.
Yeah, the second choice is The Spotlight. Third choice is The Big Short. We'll talk about that a little bit later. All right, Hector.
Hey, give Leo the damn Oscar. I think before he leaves tomorrow, he needs to clear a place on his mantle. So,
yeah. All right, guys.
We'll talk. All right, Johnny, thoughts? Any thoughts?
We don't need to talk about the Oscars that much.
Let's go to Wes. Hey, Wes.
Hey, what's up?
Have you seen any of the movies that are nominated?
No, honestly, I haven't.
You know what? My wife watched The Revenant. She said it was the Tom Hanks on the island with the volleyball movie, but scarier. That's what she said.
Yeah, it kind of looks like that. But I generally don't mess with the new movies until they come out on DVD.
Yeah, there you go. So what do you like this weekend?
I'm looking hockey. You know, it almost feels like cheating because I'm going to talk Blackhawks because that's my team. But, you know, outside of football season, it's easiest to just pick a team in a sport and go with it. But they just made all kinds of trades. And I think that the popular opinion would be that they're going to light it up against Washington tomorrow. And I actually think it's going to be a low-scoring game tomorrow morning. The over-under's at 6. I would take the under on it. Coach Quenneville leads with defense. There's about 5 new guys that they've just got via trade. The Blackhawks score a lot of points throughout the season, but they lead with defense. They score points through opportunity. I think tomorrow they're going to try and put things together defensively. On either side, it's going to be a 3-2 game, maybe even a 4-1 game. But take the under on the Blackhawks Capitals tomorrow morning.
Got it. You know what? When you say tomorrow morning, what time is it?
Depending on where you are in the world, but it's 12:30 Eastern.
Yeah, so that's early. That's early
yeah.
for us. Hey, just so you know, here's what I got in front of me. I got NCAA hoops. I've got horse racing. I got pro football totals. Matt Holt from CG Technologies, who runs all those sportsbooks, sent me over the M Resort pro football totals. I got horse racing. I got pretty much everything you can have, but I didn't have hockey, so that's awesome. Thank you.
Got it. Hockey's in.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next time.
Yep.
All right, we're going to it's okay with you, Johnny. I know you got a few things you want to talk about. Let's get Mo on the phone because sometimes he has opinions too.
Mo's always welcome right away. Put him to the head of the line.
Hey, Mo.
Hey, gentlemen.
Morning, Mo.
You're in that world of Chicago hockey.
I am.
I remember last year was pretty exciting, if I remember correctly.
It was exciting last year, and the offseason was a little tough, but the Blackhawks have made some moves over the last day and a half to try to shore up another Stanley Cup.
So what are you thinking this weekend? I know that I talked to, I think it was Jonathan in San Antonio this weekend. Fort Wayne covered again.
I'm telling you, man, it's the way to go. They're covering as many games as you can hope for any team.
No, it really, it's amazing that, you know, these teams, well, we're seeing it with football, where these teams that you never saw with lines before have lines. But, you know, you drop this college basketball schedule for Saturday, February 27th, on your toe, and you probably would break a toenail or something. It's just hundreds of games.
Yeah, and, you know, basketball's been strange this year. You know, it's been like it's been March Madness all of February, you know, with all the different number one teams. So I think the longest stretch of number one right now has been Michigan State with 4 weeks. We saw Villanova get knocked off by Xavier after 3 weeks of number one. It's been actually an exciting regular season of college basketball, which we haven't had in a long time.
And how long ago was that Michigan State? I mean, it's a while back.
Right, yeah. You know, it's been fun unless you've been trying to bet on games. And then it's been a little tougher, but I'm telling you, you can't go wrong with the IPFW Mastodons here in Fort Wayne. They're covering like nobody's business.
What's their nickname?
The Mastodons.
Oh, like a dinosaur?
Like the elephant with the tusks?
Yeah. How cool.
Give me Mexican food for $500, Alex.
All right. So here's what I'm going to ask you. Okay, somewhere there's a guy that's listening. And he's driving down the 805, or he's driving down the 5, he's heading to Caliente, or he's already in he's already in Vegas, and he's going to head over to the Trop, or he's staying at the M Resort. You know, the M Resort has a free shuttle to the Trop. I just found that out this week. Got me pretty excited about fine-tuning the plan, because, you know, Johnny, I'm pretty sure you can bring your drinks right on the shuttle. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, one way or another, we'll get it handled.
So, Mo, somewhere today out there, there's a winner. Find one for him. What do you think they should look at?
Oh, man. You know, wow.
I like the way Indiana's been playing lately. You know, they got by a couple of tough teams. They beat Purdue last weekend. They got by a trap game in Illinois. This weekend, doesn't seem like you can go wrong with the Hoosiers lately. Without their top scorer, they've continued to play well. And, you know, IPFW is wrapping up there. They have one more game to play in the regular season than it's tournament time, and they've done the same without their top scorer. They lost to Academics. If you can get the IPFW on your on the lines where you're betting, it's been a no-brainer to play them. But I like Indiana this weekend. They've played so well, and you've got a senior in Yogi Ferrell who wants to you know, definitely put his name in a bunch of record books at IU. So I like Indiana.
There you go. All right, so before we're going to put on break, and then we've got I've got a lot of callers online, so I don't want to take up too much of your time, Mo. But when it comes to the BS Sports Show, what do you got going this week? I saw that Billy Elvis is getting a new car.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. I guess we'll see. You know, here's what we're talking this week. We're getting closer to the 100th running of the Indianapolis 500. We've been talking baseball now. We've got a few folks visiting some of the spring training sites. And, of course, the combine is here in Indianapolis. So we'll be spending some time down there and on that.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty exciting. I'm a big speed guy. I was talking with Vicky. I love my wife. Don't get me wrong, but she goes, "How come you run on your toes? Could you run on your heels?" I said, "Yeah, sweetie, we call that walking."
Still got that 4.44 4.40, right?
Yeah. You know, one time, but it is cool to watch these kids. They're just so fast.
Yeah, I will be looking for your guys' videos on Twitter of you guys running the 40 against each other.
Hey, Vic's pretty good athlete. So, all right, Mo, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys.
It's Sports Betting Week. When you come back, we got some winners on the line.
When Vince Young scored on 4th and 5 in the 2006 Rose Bowl, two things happened. The Texas Longhorns won the NCAA title, and championshipfootballs.com was born. From Texas to Alabama to Ohio State, and now for Super Bowl winners too. Championshipfootballs.com is the place for the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, 10 years later, championshipfootballs.com has the autographs too. See if any of these names remind you of a special time in your football life. Michael Bennett, Lou Holtz, Joe Montana, Devin Smith, Jameis Winston, Rocky Blyer, Rocket Ishmael, Ara Parsegian, Mike Stonebreaker, Chris Zorich, Luther Bradley, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dave Casper, Marcus Mariota, Rudy Rudiger, David Tyree. Enter the promo code RADIO and you'll instantly save $50 on any of the championshipfootballs.com autographed footballs. Championshipfootballs.com, the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need SixBetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, SixBetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sports books all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how SixBetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half half or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's sixbetsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. The phone lines are jammed. My desk is covered with, well, it really is as many opinions on as many sports as you can get in 1 hour. And at our all sports format is the perfect time to get on the website, watcheverygame.com. Basic cable in the watcheverygame.com box. You get everything. And don't forget, promo code MOVIE saves you $50. Watcheverygame.com. We are live here with Johnny D in house.
Yeah, great to be with you. Let's get those callers going.
And we're
going to
start right away with Tom Vasco. Now, Tom Vasco, a dear friend of the show, I want to take this time to remind Tom and all our listeners to take a little time out this weekend and say a prayer, throw some thoughts out for Tommy, who lost his brother this week.
Yes, good morning, guys. And, yes, that's very sad to hear about Tom's brother. So I know you guys are running the show with a very heavy heart today.
No doubt about it.
Condolences.
No doubt about it. But he would not stop us from continuing, so we are going to continue. Tom Vasco, you always come up with a winner.
Brother, let's give him some winning picks today. I was greedy last week, not by intention. I had a pile of winners, and the two I give on the air, one's a push and one loses. Back to college hoops. I'm going to narrow it down to just a few games today. VCU at George Washington. George Washington minus one. George Washington is really good this year. VCU, they probably need to win this game more as they kind of slide in. But I really think George Washington is not going to have any problems covering the minus one at home. And the other game I like today is right in your backyard, San Diego State. Steve Fisher, what a great job he's done. You know, they kind of were moving a little sluggish in the very beginning of the season, but when you look up, 21-7, he's got them primed to get into the tournament yet again. I like them minus eight. On my book, it's down to minus 7.5, so I even like it better.
Get a camera shot again over
Virginia,
here.
Virginia, I think, will win at home today, but I won't brag about that one because that would be considered a homer pick. So let's go with George Washington minus one, San Diego State minus eight.
Yeah, just so you know, Tom, that's the way it is. Wes had a run where he was, you know, hitting like 65%, but he lost with us eight straight weeks. So.
Yeah, we've got to say congratulations to the Aztecs winning the Mountain West Conference regular season champions.
A four-game lead with four games to go ain't a bad place to be.
Yeah.
All right, Tom, we'll talk to you next time.
You bet.
Good job,
Thank
Tom.
Let's go out to Charles from Connecticut.
What's up, little brother?
You tell us, what's on your brain today?
Okay, so the first thing is I am definitely taking a Vicky All wheel in that race. that's a win. You tell her I told her that.
Well, doesn't I think I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure they're not going to allow us to have trifecta wagering.
So here's my call. You know, Theo is a Seton Hall alum, and he's a big Seton Hall fan. I think he's going to almost every home game this year. They got Xavier coming up again. They lost the first time, but they had a big win over Providence last week. What do you think about Seton Hall? It looks like they got that magic 20 wins. They'll be going to the tournament.
Well, you know, Xavier got that big win, right? Who'd they beat? They beat somebody.
Villanova.
Yeah, number one, right?
Yeah. By the way, I wanted to mention Xavier, future odds. They're 10-1 to win the tournament. That's not bad.
So anytime a team has a big win like that, Charlie, you know, they sometimes have a letdown.
Yeah, and I tell you, the Big East is tough this year. There's a lot of talent in that league.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to, you know, hopefully if our Sweet 16 tickets come through, we're hoping to see somebody out here because sometimes they'll stick somebody out here. You know, we got UConn that 1 year.
We got that connection. We're going to play it for what it's worth.
No doubt. All right, buddy, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, be good. Bye.
Right, so we're stacked here. So if you're on hold, we're going to get to you, okay? But we're also taking the time because you guys are giving out winners, and I'm sorry, I don't like to rush winners. So the next thing we're going to do, let's hit Ziggy. Now, Ziggy, we talked a little horse racing yesterday.
What's going on, Mark?
We talked a little horse racing yesterday, and here are some of the things that I mentioned to you is that there's too many horse races.
Yes, leading up to the Derby, there's too many of these prep races. That's why you see a lot of these fields, the six horses, perfect examples again today. You got the Fountain of Youth, and you got six horses in the race. Three of them you could throw right off, or in fact, probably even four of them you can throw right out of the race. I don't even think they even stand a chance to win.
And it really does. It to me, it takes a little of the fun out of it. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, what am I going to do with a 6-5 and a 7-2?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I think what they should look to do first, there's a few things with horses, horse racing. What they need to do is they should have a commissioner that could set down the rules and how things are done. An example of that is like trainers get a dirty test on a horse, they get suspended. Well, they take their horses and give it to their assistant trainer. That's wrong. There should be a rule. You get caught. Illegal substance in the horse. The horse, the owner has to bring him to a different trainer.
We could, you know what we could do? We could call that the Barry Bonds horse racing rule.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but, you know, all kidding aside, they need to start cracking down on that. So that's a whole nother.
Well, look at Santa Anita. Let's look at Santa Anita today. So Santa Anita has 9 races, $431,000 in purses, so that's $47,000 a race. Gulfstream has 13 races for $1.601 million in purses, $123,000 a race. You know what? I mentioned to you, I've always believed that, you know, with these horse tracks that are put in the casinos and stuff, that's great and all. But it really, the quality, to me, I would rather watch a quality race on TV than a crappy race live.
Yeah, I understand that, you know, I understand. But that's the way, in the horse business, that's the way it's going today, Mark. They're putting in all these racinos at the tracks, and that's what's allowing them to bump up the purses in the races, you know?
Yeah, but there's just not enough ponies.
The wife can go to the slot machines.
Right, but you know what? If I got an NFL team and I'm struggling, I can go to the practice squad and pull some guys off. You can't do that in horse racing.
Yeah.
You can't make more horses.
Yep, I understand. But what they should do, like with maybe with the Triple Crown, is they should maybe have like 5 tracks, and I would say like maybe an aqueduct shouldn't even be running. They should close that place down.
Exactly. But
for the sake of argument, let's say they had Aqueduct and Gulfstream, Fairgrounds, Oaklawn, and Santa Anita. Maybe they should have those 5 tracks. I think each one of those tracks has 3 races that leads up to the Derby. And maybe what they should do is say this is the, you want to get to the Derby with your horse, this is a track you have to
Yeah, run yeah, exactly. And you know what? They've got to try something because they're losing. But let's do this. Let's get to the Gulfstream. I know that Mohamed, is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
We've had him before. He's won for us before.
Yes. I think he's going to be mighty tough to beat again today. The only one that I see having a chance to maybe beat him is the 5-horse Awesome Banner. I mean, especially if it comes up, the track comes up wet, I think he has a chance of running away. But, I mean, even the wet track definitely benefits the 6, too, you know?
And the thing is,
so I look at it as those 2 horses, the 5 or the 6. And if I was betting the race, I'd go with the odds with the 5. But I seriously think that Mohamed will probably win again.
Yeah, so the morning line's got him 6-5. Zig, realistically, what's he going off?
Yeah, so, you know, I can't bet any of the first 4 horses. The only horse that, like I said, that I could take a chance would be the 5. I'm not even probably going to bet the race.
Yeah, but on the 6, what's it going to end up going off if he's morning line 6-5?
6-5, yeah. He might go off, he may go off that price, but he might even go off like even money, you know?
All right, you know, I think the best bet on this is the over-under. I think 4-5 he can go off.
Yeah, absolutely. He can go 4-5. And I'm going to tell you something. If it does happen to rain down there and the track gets some moisture in it, he might even go off at 2-5.
Yep.
You know, because he's looking in his family tree.
Get that 20 cents back for your $2, Zig. Hop in line. Get that 20 cents back.
Yep, that's it.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, so we're going to head out to Jonathan in San Antonio.
Hey, guys.
All right, so Jonathan, we're swamped. Poor Steve, I don't know what he's going to do. The lights are red everywhere. He's going over to the other station to see if he can get more phone lines. But so if you are on hold, we're going to get to you. We're going to give you it all we got. Me and Johnny really don't have to talk if we don't want to. So what do you do? You had a good week. I know you gave out some winners on the Facebook, and I really appreciate you taking the time to go to the Facebook post we put every day and put in the comments and share them, because winners are winners.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Talk about today and tomorrow if you got them.
I'm not let's not change anything if it's working right. So I'm going to be on Fort Wayne. They're minus one today at Indiana Purdue. They're 20-5 against the spread on the year. They beat the spread no matter what it is. But for some reason, I haven't seen a spread more than -3, -4 with these guys. So the books are kind of behind. Let's take advantage of that. So get on them again today. The other game I like is I'm big on Fairfield. I called them last week too. They're +3 at St. Peter's. These guys have been covering as well. St. Peter's is not a good offensive team. They can't shoot the ball very well. They're near 300th in offensive efficiency. I think Fairfield wins the game outright, but I'm always going to take my points to cover my butt. So,
nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So those are my two on the cards.
And again, give out your Twitter handle.
Oh, yeah. It's at @JJJ Sports.
Yeah, you definitely want to follow Jonathan, because you know what, and I appreciate the why. You know, Johnny, we like the why. Anybody could tell me a team. Tell me why, because that's going to give me some insight into whether, A, I get off the fence, or B, I flip. Sometimes I can flip, you know. I'm not afraid to take my money and go the opposite way. Then I, you know, if you kick yourself, if you get off a winner, but it happens, right? All right, so Jonathan, we'll talk to you during the week and next week, too.
Yes, sir.
All right, so we're gonna bounce into a break here, and when we come back, we've got Marvin from Las Vegas. I know he's really big on that game tonight, but more importantly, if you are a UFC fan, you cannot leave. We are going to Bill Vickers when we get back. It's Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner, 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly, where the public is giving out winners every week. I am Second Half Chaz. I've got Johnny D in-house.
Right here with you, my friend.
Johnny, we're talking a little college basketball. Throw something out that might get their attention.
Yeah, obviously I love the big games. Today we've got #6 North Carolina at #3 Virginia. Cavs, the line's 3 points, by the way. The Cavs are unbeaten at home, 13-0. The #6 RPI in the country, third in scoring defense. The Heels have won only 5 of 9 games on the road. They played a few weeks ago. The Heels got the win, but not today, my friend. Game of the day on ESPN. I like the Virginia Cavaliers to cover the 3.
There you go. Let's speaking of hoops, let's get out to Marvin in Las Vegas. Marvin, morning.
How y'all doing?
I know you've been waiting for this game tonight.
Yeah, I've been waiting for quite a few games. You told me to go into Sunday, so
yeah, there you go. So let's look at it. Now, and the reason I like this, here's what I do, Marvin. When I get up Saturday, and it's, you know, I'm not doing the show, it's just a normal Saturday, I'm going to look for a couple things, because with my book, I can do open parlays. So I can say, hey, I want a 3-teamer, and I only have to put in team A now, and I'll worry about team B and team C later, you know?
Also for Sunday, basically.
Right, and then I go to bed Sunday.
That's so cool.
So if I do a $15 3-teamer, it pays a C-note, basically. So I'll throw some $15 ones early, and I love going to bed Saturday night with an open ticket, and I wait for the games, and I pick one,
that'd
and I just got to hit one game for a C-note.
So I've been through that feeling many times and woke up and was like, at the end of the day, like, oh, shoot, what the hell happened?
All right, so let's talk some hoops.
Okay, I'll start with Sunday. I do like the Hawks to take out the Hornets in the Chris Paul All-State matchup. I don't know what the line is, but I think it's going to be around 3.5, and I'll take the Hawks with that. Miami on the money line at New York, I think they're going to probably beat Boston today, but I'm just going to take Miami +5 at Boston. But tomorrow I'll take Miami on the money line at New York. Cleveland, LeBron is struggling right now, missing game-winning shots or game-tying shots. I do think they bounce back and go to Washington Sunday and win. -4.5 is what I got. I don't know what it will be, but that's just what I'm thinking. And Toronto going into Detroit, at -2.5, I'm guessing. And I think they'll take Detroit out. Toronto's playing some really good basketball right now. They're probably going to want to get in top seed. I think they will probably take out Cleveland. But, yeah, the big one today over in Boston, I do like Miami to cover the 5. Those teams are right now 3rd and 4th. So, Miami, I think they'll probably have a shot to win this game, but Boston probably get it. But the 5 points is way too many for me. I like Miami in that game. And the Spurs today, I'll take the Spurs -6 at Houston. Kawhi Leonard's back. He's healthy. They went to Utah, destroyed him. That was an easy -3. So I don't see any reason why you should jump off the Spurs right now. And, of course, the big one tonight, Oklahoma City and the Golden State Warriors. This game has a lot riding on the Western Conference outcome. I know it's just one game, but this is probably the closest thing we'll see to a playoff game tonight. I think you have to have a few things happen for Oklahoma City to win this game. I would like to see Russell Westbrook not take as many shots. He took, I think, 25 shots in New Orleans. Now, he had a great game. He shot 60% from the field, but, you know, way too many shots. I think he'll defer today, so I think he'll probably have as many assists as he had points and rebounds, or not points and rebounds, but rebounds and assists in New Orleans. So I look for Russell Westbrook to be aggressive and get everybody involved. I'm liking the Thunder in this game at home on the money line. I think they can take out Golden State. It's just one of those games where, you know, you have great players, and since Golden State has no defense for Kevin Durant, I do think you see a big game from him, and I think Thunder take out Golden State.
What's the over-under on that game?
What's that?
You know what the over-under is?
234 is right.
I think it's insane.
It's at a half right now, so it's probably going to get to 235 before tip-off. I'm thinking it's going over, guys. These are four of the best players in the NBA on one court, and they're on the biggest stage, which is national television, so you might have four guys go for 40 in one game, but who knows? But I do like the Thunder in this game, and I think they pull off the upset.
You know, and we talked during the week. We're getting close to NBA playoffs, Johnny, and I've got some great memories of some playoffs where I was at Palm Springs for Memorial Day weekend. And, you know, it's 1,000 degrees out, but you got that 5 o'clock tip-off, and that by that time you're down to, I think, the final four. So I'm going to put you on the hot seat this week. Right now, if you had to predict the finals, Marvin, who would the two teams be?
Right now? I love Oklahoma City, but right now they're not playing well. I think you got to take Golden State, and you got to take Cleveland. The two teams over there last year.
All right, my man. Wish you good luck this week, and we'll talk.
All right. We'll see you guys.
All right, we're going to get out to Jim in San Diego. If you're a UFC fan, you got to hold on because we're going to get to Bill Vickers next, and he's going to cover UFC from London. I don't do English accents. But, Jim, what do you got, some college hoops?
Good morning. Yeah, got one favorite I really like. West Virginia is giving up a large amount of points, 7 over to Oklahoma State, but they appear to be two teams going in quite possibly opposite directions. And with some injuries at Oklahoma State, they just seem snake-bitten here. And West Virginia tends to pick it up toward March. This looks like West Virginia can cover on the road and give the 7 points.
Yeah, I think somebody else has mentioned that team today. I wasn't sure who it was. Do you remember who it was, Johnny D?
No, I'm working on my Steph Curry basketball drills, both hands right now in my mind.
But, yeah, so I've seen that a couple times. So I would say right now, if I didn't know any better without going through the notes, Jim, that WVU is the public selection today.
Yeah.
All right, good luck, buddy.
I think we're good reason.
All right, so real quick, we're going to go off to Sloppy. Hey, Sloppy.
Talk to me, Goose.
Hey, Sloppy.
I know you're working. Do you got a few minutes? You want to hang and listen, or you want to talk? What do you want to do?
I got all the time in the world for you guys. Come on now. You know that.
All right. He's doing a bachelorette party at 8:30 in the morning.
All right. So here's what we're going to do then. We're going to go to Billy, because Billy is taking his time out of his day. I know there's a lot of fights, and I got some questions for him. We got Jimmy from Reno on hold. I think Jimmy might have been the other WVU. I know I've seen that WVU between Twitter and Facebook a lot. So let's go out to Billy V. Billy V, thanks for holding, buddy.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Good morning, Bill.
I'm doing great.
All right, so I got a question for you. Does the different, you know, this UFC, they're all over the world. I remember we talked last summer, Billy, and they had like 4 weeks in a row. They were on 4 different continents, not even countries, continents.
Right. We had Brazil. They were in England. They were in Japan. They were back here in the U.S. They're all over. Yeah.
So for you, my question for you is, does the different time when they play, like they go on like at what, 12:30 today they start?
Is that when it happens?
I think so. Let's see. It says
the paper. You might be right.
Yeah, I think so. I think it starts early. Then that's the undercard. The final. Who's the final today?
The final is going to be Bisping and Anderson Silva.
Right, and that's a 2:15 our time.
Yeah, and it's really not much action on that fight. It's pretty close as far as the betting goes.
Right. So I want to ask you, when it comes to this different time changes, sometimes they're at night, sometimes they're during the day. Does it differ how Billy V watches the fight, or do you tape them? Do you watch them live? What do you do?
I tape them. Yeah. I just go on FS1 or whatever channel it's going to be on. I tape it, and that way I can fast forward through all the ruckus.
Yeah, you know, it's 15 minutes of fighting and then, 35 minutes of commercials.
Right.
All right, yep. So we're definitely, because, you know, we got a Matt Holt, who is the CG Technology contact for us. They run 8 sports books, including the M and the Tropicana. We're definitely looking at planning a trip because I've still to this day not watched a UFC fight in a sports book. And we talk about it, Billy, all the time, where we're cashing at the because they went over 1.5 rounds and nobody else in the joint is even high-fiving because they're still watching the fight and we've already cashed.
Yeah, Mark, you've said that for a long time, but it seems like nobody even bets on the over-under or even know that an over-under exists.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to focus on today. A lot of these fights are really lopsided. So
give us the first one.
We might have some easy tickets. And some of the undercard fights, like this Norman Park, and he's fighting a guy, Rustin Khabibov. He's a Russian. Khabibov's got a great record. He's -240, but he wants to bet that. But if you go with the under's +210, 2.5 rounds.
Wow.
That very well might happen.
Yeah, you know what? It don't take me long to switch from -2 to +2 because that's a big difference.
I know. And then the very next, not the very next fight, but another fight I picked out was the Brad Scott. And then there's a guy, Krzysztof Jotko. Jotko's got a great record. He's -160 on this fight. But the under, 2.5, again, +130. So let's go with the under.
Well, you know, when you can do that, the thing about, and I'm not telling you anything you don't know, guys, but if you're watching UFC, I wasn't into UFC for a while just because it's brutal. It really is brutal. But when you bet the under, brutal's good. Brutal's good.
Yeah. We got another one that... Gregard Mousasi. Mousasi is a big name. He's fighting a guy at Thales Leeds, which is a great fighter. He's a good fighter in his own right. This is going to be a good matchup. However, they got Mousasi at -290. You know, who wants to bet that? But the under is +155 at 2.5 rounds. That's a bet that I would take.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. When you're going with these dogs, you don't have to have a good winning percentage because if you hit 2 out of 3, you know what, Johnny, you're up like you hit 3 out of 4.
Yes, you are.
Anything else, Bill?
Then I got a long shot here that I really like. This guy, Tom Breese, he's like +800 to win this fight over Kita Nakamura. And, you know, that's probably not a bet the odds makers are going to see a lot, but the over is 1.5 at +130. That means Kita's only got to make it halfway through the second round, and we cover that bet. I like that one.
And that's
Kita might just hang in there.
That's a 3-round fight, right?
That's a 3-round fight.
Awesome. All right, so that's 4 dogs you gave us.
And I got one more dog. This is
all right, hold on. No, that's a perfect tease. Billy, hold on. That's a perfect tease. When we come back from break, Billy's going to finish up with UFC. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need SixBetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, SixBetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember the sports book
books all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6BetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6BetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
Looks like we're a two-box family.
At ChampionshipFootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a New England Patriots fan or an Ohio State Buckeyes backer. Maybe Grams is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a 12th man living in Seattle. Know a member of the Michigan State Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who's a Baltimore Ravens fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, they're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner, 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly, and it really has been as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour can handle. We're going to go and ask Sloppy a quick question. Sloppy, have you bet much UFC?
I watch UFC all the time, absolutely.
Have you been in a sports book? Because I know you go over to Aaron's at TimelessVegas.com a lot. Have you been in a sports book for UFC matches?
Yeah, I've also been to a UFC match. I watched Tito Ortiz and Chuck Liddell fight at the MGM one.
There you go. So the question I have is, in a sports book, do you hear cheers when it goes over 1.5 rounds?
You know, you don't see as many bettors in the sports book. They're usually watching it at a bar somewhere.
Right.
So you don't really hear the rumbles like you do a last-second three or something like that.
Right. All right, so Billy, you've given us a lot of dogs, and you've really made this your UFC London will go, won't go weekend.
That's right. Everything's so lopsided, you know. But I do have one long shot with Brad Scott and Krzysztof Szatko. And Brad Scott's plus 130, and the under, I believe, is plus 130 at 2.5 rounds. So that's a double whammy in itself.
So I'm not sure. I know on my website, I don't think so. In Vegas, can you parlay those? Sloppy, we lost Sloppy. I don't think you can parlay those. But so that would be Brad Scott as an underdog and the under.
Right.
Perfect. All right, my man. Well, you know what? I'll be on social media. What's your Twitter handle again?
Bill VP Fast.
I love it. So we'll be sending those out, and we'll keep track of these winners and see how you do. But you know what? I know there's going to be a lot of winners in there because there always is, Billy. Thanks again for your time.
Take care.
All right, we're going to head out to Jimmy from Reno.
How we doing, guys?
Now, what,
morning, Jimmy.
Were you Jimmy, our own Little's Biggest, what does Tommy call you again?
Biggest Little Jimmy.
Yeah, I always forget.
That's right.
But the world of the internet has really made a difference, but I thought I saw another West Virginia. Was that you this morning?
That is me.
Yeah,
I'm loving West Virginia.
It really is. It's the public's choice. And don't get me wrong, guys. We've had weeks where if everybody was on a team, it tanked. But we've had a lot more weeks when everybody was on a team, they covered.
Yeah, exactly. This line got steamed up right after it opened, and there's still value for us to cash in on, I think. The Mountaineers are coming off a nice 10-point win over Iowa State Monday, and if you know Coach Bob Huggins, you know he won't accept anything less from his players than maximum effort. The amount of ball pressure that West Virginia puts on other teams is unlike any other school in the country. They take you out of your comfort zone, force a ton of turnovers, and those turnovers in turn translate into points. And I don't know what it's going to take for the betting markets to realize just how bad this Oklahoma State team is. They can't score. They've lost six of the last seven games, and since Phil Forte went down with an injury, they just haven't been the same team. You know, when you are going to face a team like West Virginia that's going to full court press you basically 40 minutes, it's just a recipe for disaster.
Now, I've watched them. They were on a couple times, and one of the things I wouldn't hesitate when they're playing is the over. And the reason is, even though, like you said, Oklahoma State and Jim's from San Diego said the same thing, they've got some injuries, you get so many quick baskets from that press.
From turnovers, exactly.
And then, of course, you know, you get a big lead. The overs are tough if one team has a big lead, because you're not going to get those last 7 or 8 points from fouling at the end of the game. But what you will get is you'll get a lot more threes, and those threes lead to big rebounds, and those big rebounds lead to more WVU fast breaks.
Garbage points, exactly.
Yep.
The one thing I would say about the over, though, is I don't know how much Oklahoma State's going to be able to score.
You're always in that situation. You see it with football all the time. It's 41-0. The over's 45, but you know what? They're just playing to not get hurt for the rest of the game.
Yeah, exactly.
So
Oklahoma State 1-5 against the spread in their last six, so it's a pure fade of them. I mean, I love West Virginia here.
Yeah. So here's what you want to do to remember, and we appreciate your efforts. You're going to the Sports Betting Weekly Facebook page. You're adding your comments to an existing post. You're sharing them. This way, everybody is seeing it. And don't forget, you do great jobs on the Y. So let everybody know your Twitter handle again.
Yeah, it's at Jimmy Adams Vegas.
You know, easy enough. And we're getting close. In the next couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks at the most, we will have a date for our trip. So we're going to try to get as many of our listeners involved as possible. We've been blessed to meet some of our listeners. It's kind of hard not to have fun when the reason you're somewhere is sports betting.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely.
Keep up the great work. Anything else?
No, that'll do it. Good luck today, guys.
Yep. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Hey, Sloppy.
Talk to me.
So in terms of the junket, we're looking for a home. We're looking for a Vegas property to take us in. You may have heard in the past, it's going to really be kind of like that Island of Misfit Toys and that cartoon at Christmas, because you've partied with us.
Oh, yeah, definitely. What I remember, at least.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. And you know, we really should have the cameras in the phones go in the basket, Johnny, so there's no video evidence. One of those kind of parties.
It's in your phone.
I'm pretty sure we could find a place, although DeMarco Murray does have the golf house until March 2nd.
So does he?
We'll probably have to wait for the running back to get out of there before we move into that one.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So anything else this weekend you're thinking of?
You know, not really. Just a lot of work and a lot of travel. I'm off to San Francisco for the week, and I actually might take in a Golden State Oklahoma City game on Thursday night. So hopefully get some tickets.
Oh, so they're playing again Thursday after playing tonight or tomorrow?
Yeah, they play Thursday.
So tonight's in OKC, and then Thursday would be Golden State.
Yep.
Yeah, man, those are tickets that are worth the money. I don't care where you pay.
Yeah, they're on the cheaper end of 150 is the cheap ticket, so we'll see.
Yep. And so let's we're gonna do a quick recap before we let you go. Hecker like OKC, but Johnny's leaning Golden State, right? Johnny, is that what you said?
I like OKC.
Oh, is that okay?
Yeah,
okay.
Plus 3.5.
So it was maybe Hector went the other way, and I wrote it down wrong. That's possible. Wes has got some hockey. You much on hockey slop this time of year?
What's hockey?
Yeah, you know what? I love it when it gets to the playoffs. There is nothing more exciting than having a money line bet on a hockey game that's in overtime. Oh, my goodness gracious. Because every single play, it's not like any other sport.
Yeah, I didn't really watch that sport. I didn't even know one sport though.
Yeah, and then we got a lot of NCAA hoops. But again, if you drop the printout on your toe, you stub your toe. You know, anything you could shout out to get somebody a winner in hoops today.
I tell you what, I took a pretty tough beat on those Warriors last Saturday, and I'm still reeling from that one.
Yep. They're giving those extra points, too, you know. It's tough.
Yeah.
All right, my man. We'll talk to you next week.
Boy's been real. Talk to you next week.
All right. Johnny D.
Yeah, one more basketball game caught my eye. Villanova was ranked number one recently. They lost the game to Xavier. Nova's at Marquette, 8.5-point favorites. Marquette's probably an NIT tournament team. I think Villanova gets back on track with an easy 10-15-point win today over Marquette.
And then where are we with baseball, Johnny? Are they showing up yet for spring training?
Yeah, which quick baseball future odds stuff. Tommy had mentioned the Kansas City Royals at 15-1 to win the World Series. They're up to 25-1 now. I hope we have some listeners in Kansas City that might could call in and explain that line. We don't understand what's going on.
I think that's where Wes is from. We should have talked to him when he was on there. Wes will probably listen.
Another team that caught my eye, the Mets, going off at 14-1. But here's the big thing I want to talk about. Okay, the Washington Nationals were picked to, they were favored to win it all last year. They have a new manager, Dusty Baker. They're going off at 15-1. I like that. But we need to send Dusty Baker some Jen Koba. He's referring to Bryce Harper this week in the media as Royce Harper, the 2015 National League MVP, and he's not getting his name right.
Yeah, you don't know.
Bryce, come on, Dusty.
That'll get you a little. that'll get you a little something coming back because you got to feel bad about that. And now with all the media, everybody's going to let them know
about
it.
Right, Royce Harper.
All right,
that's what I got.
Here's what we got too. We got we didn't cover this as much, but I'm going to cover it right now. Matt Holden, again, I mentioned from CG Technologies, and they are on Twitter at CG Technology _. He sent us in the Pro Football regular season win totals. He's got your San Diego Chargers at 7, over under 7. Guess who the biggest one is? You know the NFL pretty well. Who's got the highest win futures for next season, Johnny? Take a guess.
Let's go with Carolina.
Yep. You nailed it. Yep. Now, of course, they're tied with New England, which makes sense. Green Bay as well is at 10.5. Those are 10.5. And the Steelers, the Green Bay and the Steelers, I don't know, you know. If Minnesota continues to play well, I don't know.
I got to tell you, just hearing you talk NFL is making me feel all warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, well, we've
inside,
had a few.
Because I love NFL, baby.
Johnny D and I have had a few summer conversations in the heat of July when it's 103 here in San Diego and there's no football on the agenda for a long, long time. It's tough. All right, so if you're heading downtown here in San Diego to Striders and you're going to be betting the race, remember what Ziggy said. You might want to look elsewhere. From the Fountain of Youth to get some value. A lot of college hoops, and it's starting to kick off now. UFC, Billy V gave us some pointers. That's kicking off early. I think it's a 9:45 undercard start. It's going to be an incredible weekend. We even got some Sunday action. The guys gave you some Sunday action. Check out Twitter, Johnny, at SB Weekly, and Facebook, Sports Betting Weekly, because if you do that, I'm pretty sure you'll always be cashing.